Anantakoti by Sadhguru, Gandhiji founded Acharya, the Vanguard Sri Prabhupada ki, Namacharya Sri Haridas Thakur ki, Sadhguru Bhaktivinoda ki, Rama Sankirtan ki, Ashman Bhagavatam ki, Chai Chai Gaura Premanandi, all glories to the Sankirtan, all glories to the Assembly of Devotees, all glories to the Assembly of Devotees, all glories to the Assembly of Devotees, all glories to the Assembly of Devotees. The volume could be put up just a little bit. Hare Krishna. Otherwise, yeah, okay, that is. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto number 1, chapter 2, text number, I believe it's 7, huh?
9.
7.
Yes. Yes.
7 more.
No, 7. Vasudeve.
Vasudeve.
Bhagavati
Bhakti
Yogaha
Prayojitaha
Janayati. Asu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Vasudeve Bhagavati
Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha
Janayatya Shivairagyam
Jnanam
Chaya Dahaitukam Vasudeve
Bhagavati
Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayatya Shivairagyam Jnanam Chaya Dahaitukam Vasudeve
Bhagavati
Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayatya Shivairagyam Jnanam Chaya Dahaitukam Vasudeve unto Krishna, Bhagavati, unto the personality of Godhead, Bhakti Yoga, contact of devotional service, Prayojitaha, being applied, Janayati, thus produced, Ashu, very soon, Vairagyam, detachment, Jnanam, knowledge, Cha, and yet, that which, I to come, causeless. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. By devotional, by rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, is Sri Krishna. One immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. Kindly repeat after me. By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. One immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. Purport. Those
those who consider devotional service to the Supreme Personality, to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, to be something like material natural affairs, may argue that in the revealed scriptures, sacrifice, charity, austerity, knowledge, mystic powers, and similar other processes of transcendental realization are recommended. According to them, bhakti, or the devotional service of the Lord, is meant for those who cannot perform the high-grade activities. Generally, it is said that the bhakti cult is meant for the shudras, vaishyas, and the less intelligent women class. But that is not the actual fact. The bhakti cult is the topmost of all transcendental activities, and therefore it is simultaneously sublime and easy. It is sublime for the pure devotees who are serious about getting in contact with the Supreme Lord, and it is easy for the neophytes who are just on the threshold of the house of bhakti. The activities to achieve the contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a great science, and it is open for all living beings, including the Shudras, Vaishyas, women, and even those lower than the low-born Shudras. What to speak of the high-class men like the qualified Brahmanas and the self-realized and the great self-realized kings. The other high-grade activities designated as sacrifice, charity, austerity, etc. are all corollary factors following the pure and scientific bhakti cult. The principles of knowledge and detachment are two important factors on the path of transcendental realization. The whole spiritual process leads to perfect knowledge of everything material and spiritual, and the results of such perfect knowledge are that one becomes detached from material affection and becomes attached to spiritual activities. Becoming detached from material things does not mean becoming inert altogether, as men with a poor fund of knowledge think. Nice karma means not undertaking activities that will produce good or bad effects. Negation does not mean negation of the positive. Negation of the non-essentials does not mean negation of the essential. Very important. Similarly, detachment from material forms does not mean nullifying the positive form. The bhakti cult is meant for realization of the positive form. When the positive form is realized, the negative forms are automatically eliminated. Therefore, with the development of the bhakti cult, with the application of positive service to the positive form, one naturally becomes detached from inferior things, and he becomes attached to superior things. Similarly, the bhakti cult, being the supermost occupation of the living being, leads him out of material sense enjoyment. That is a sign of a pure devotee. He is not a fool, nor is he engaged in the inferior energies, nor does he have material values. This is not possible by dry reasoning. It actually happens by the grace of the Almighty. In conclusion, one who is a pure devotee has all other good qualities, namely knowledge, detachment, etc. But one who has only knowledge or detachment is not necessarily well acquainted with the principles of the bhakti cult. Bhakti is the supermost occupation of the human being. So as we mentioned earlier, this chapter has very, very, we could say, crucial essential instructions in regards to bhakti. The title of the chapter is Divinity and Divine Service, so it deals directly with the science of devotional service or the science of bhakti. So it is nicely being explained here. Srila Prabhupada often would quote this verse is that simply by taking up the process of bhakti or devotional service, everything else actually comes. And in particular, these two very important elements, very important, we could say, needed ingredients of jnanam, knowledge, and vairagya, detachment. Unless we actually become detached from the material world, from material identification, bodily identification, bodily desires, material desires, etc., we cannot become liberated from this material world. But actually beyond this statement, unless one, because Mayavadis learn to become detached from the material world. We perform a lot of austerities. In Buddhism also, the whole idea is to completely negate desires, actually. But as very nicely explained and pointed out by Srila Prabhupada, unless we know about the positive, unless we know about what is beyond negation of material attachment or material desires, then we cannot go back to the spiritual world. At best, we can temporarily come out of the material world within the confines of the Brahma-jyoti, which is actually a temporary position. One may attain what is called the Brahma-bhuta platform, and Brahma-bhuta prasana atma na sochati na kanchati. One may experience prasana, some kind of, we could say, relief from material anxiety, material distress. But because one is not positively engaged, because one is not understanding who he is, who is the Supreme Lord, and specifically or especially what is bhakti or devotional service, then one obviously cannot go back to the or enter the spiritual world. One can be on the threshold or on the boundaries of the spiritual world at the within the Brahma-jyoti, effulgence of the Lord. So, we see Prabhupada gives the example, and he demonstrated also by meeting so many very intelligent people. You know, Prabhupada met scientists, he met educators, teachers, people who had doctorate degrees, and as Prabhupada points out, actually, very often we see many of these very intellectual people writing books, right, doing research on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and on the science of rasa. So many very elevated subject matters, which are, of course, are very important, but they cannot understand. They cannot actually enter in these areas because they are simply on the intellectual platform. They have not taken up the process. As Prabhupada mentioned, is also very important, is that if somehow or other are becoming liberated from the material world and our qualification to enter into the spiritual world, somehow or other it will happen by the mercy of the Lord. This is like the missing element, missing factor, which is there for the majority of people, or for all the people who are not engaged in devotional service. This is also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, the five elements to determine the success or failure of an activity. Everything may be in proper order, but we generally forget, specifically materialistic persons, sometimes devotees also, we tend to forget that the everything, we may have done everything completely correct, 100% right, but that missing element is Krishna. Krishna wants, okay. If he doesn't want, sorry, next time, or whatever. If Krishna wants immediate success to be given, to be had, he'll arrange. So that is very, very important to understand. Actually, it cannot be understood. It's important to understand, but it cannot be understood. It's important to understand that actually nothing can become successful, and especially in the matter of returning to the spiritual world, without the sanction or the mercy of the Lord. So therefore, that is why devotees especially learn to depend on the mercy of the Lord. Not that we sit back and do nothing, you know, like Prabhupada says, not that we told Arjuna to say, I'm Krishna, right? Just sit back, relax, you know, I'll handle this battle of Kurukshetra. No. We must seriously endeavor, Prabhupada would say, you must all tax your brains very heavily to understand and see how what is the best way to introduce or spread Krishna consciousness, what is the best way to preach the message, because devotees basically are men who follow in the footsteps of the Lord Krishna. He comes in the material world with a mission. So I feel devotees, we should know that we're connected with a mission, you see. Of course, there are many missions, especially in India. You've got to be connected with the right mission, not with the wrong mission. Everybody, so many people have missions, have goals, and, you know, like they want to. There, you know, many years ago, one of my relatives mentioned I was trying to introduce and give the Bhagavad Gita to her. She was newly married, had one or two children. I remember specifically, I had become a devotee quite recently. We all know that when we become devotees, we want to change the whole world within 1 week, you know. within one day possible, even better, you know. So I was very enthusiastic. So I had gone to see my sister, and I just wanted to give her Bhagavad Gita. She didn't want to take it. She said, she actually used the following expression, which is common in the West, that I won't take your Bhagavad Gita. I'm happily married, and I don't want to rock the boat, she said. I don't want to rock the boat, which means I don't want to change. I don't want, you know, if I gain some understanding or knowledge that will change my situation, I don't want that. 2 years down the line, she got divorced. So the boat ended up rocking quite heavily. We cannot avoid rocking the boat in the material world, you know. Every single whatever plan we make is going to be changed. That is the nature of the material world. Everything is changing. World of duality. We call I am a sasvatam, temporary, full of misery. So, that's properly explained, you know. Any sensible person will just come to understand that, you know, why endeavor to make any kind of permanent, there's no permanent solution. There's no permanent good arrangement that we can make in the material world. We don't belong here. So, knowledge is important. Knowledge is so important. Unfortunately, most people, for different reasons, either are not able or don't want knowledge, you know, because of being too attached to their so-called comfortable position. That is, how powerful is Maya? The illusory energy of Krishna makes us believe that we are happy, or that we can be happy, that we're on our way to, you know, the good life. This is the American dream, which everyone is trying to imitate all over the world, you know, the good life. I think it was some time back, President Bush was mentioning how we Americans here in America, our goal is to give everyone opportunity for a good life. You see. So this is like the American dream, so-called good life. How you can have good life in a hospital? You know? How you can have a good life in an insane asylum, you know, or in a prison? Yet people, they go for, you know, I want to become first class, you know, first grade, you know, prisoner, at different levels of facilities that one can get in the prison. So knowledge is very important. And so what is mentioned here is that if we just take up the process of practicing devotional service, all the knowledge that we need, especially deeper knowledge, transcendental knowledge. First, Prabhupada makes a point which is very interesting also, which we generally cannot understand. So many things we cannot understand because we are trying to understand with our material limited intelligence. Prabhupada explains that as all material and all spiritual knowledge can become revealed, you know, by this process of bhakti. Just like we read certain sections of the Bhagavatam or other literatures, and we are amazed to understand or to read how so much of like scientific details about the universe, you know, different planets and the calculations, you know, how many kilometers, how many miles, how many yojanas, you know, between this planet and that planet, and between our planet and the boundaries of the material universe. It's like and how, you know, the section about the time, definition of time, how time is broken down under 1 second in maybe 7 or 8 different names are there to actually break down, you know, the time factor is calculated on the meaning of atoms, actually. Very, very complex, very intricate, very detailed. This is material, no? But how is it that stages in the past, you know, could have all of this very intricate kind of detailed information? So everything, so this is a very important point, actually, in the context of knowledge, in the context of education, that all knowledge, both material and spiritual, is actually contained in the Vedic literatures, and that knowledge, both material and spiritual, is fully complete and totally sufficient so that the living entity in the material world can manage this life. We don't need to search out outside. And when we start doing that, we get into all kinds of difficulties. This is a major topic, actually, which would need to be discussed more elaborately. But although my clock is really fast, the 9 has already come up. 9 o'clock. So, as mentioned earlier, also we have some deadlines this morning. I'm trying to get this book to the printers, so we'll have to keep it a little bit short this morning, and we will not take any questions. Dive on the right by the key, dive so far. Okay, can you take this? Thank you.